Uncle Joey, whether it be in a museum made by Mr. Charles Stewart, Edison Record. Well, the other day I was walking along down the street and I come to some theater playhouse and thought I'd go in to see what was going on. Well, I hadn't been in over 5 minutes, I don't suppose, before I made myself a laughing stock of the whole crowd. I noticed a fella sitting there getting his boots blacked and the doggone little pickpocket was trying to pick his pockets. Well, I went up to him. I said, "Look out, mister. You're getting your pockets picked." Well, everybody commenced to laugh. And I looked around to see what they were laughing at, and it wasn't no man at all. Nothing, only a doggone old wax figure. Well, I went on in to what was having a theater doings, and fella come out and sung an old-fashioned song I hadn't heard in a long time. Went something like this. "All bound round with a whirling spring, all bound round with a whirling spring. All white hat and an old broad brim, all bound round with a whirling spring. All bound round with a whirling spring, all bound round with a whirling spring. All white hat and an old broad brim, all bound round with a whirling spring." Well, they had a parrot in that place, and he was a whole show all to himself. Well, I bought one of them birds from a fella one time. He said it was a good talker. Well, I took it home after a long time. It never said a word, but it done some of the deepest thinking I ever seen a bird do. Well, I put in about 3 months trying to get him to say Uncle Joyce, and he wouldn't. I got mad at him, took him by the nape of the neck, and threw him out in the barnyard among the chickens. Well, next morning when I went out, I'll tell you, there was a sight. Half of them chickens were dead and the rest of them were scared to death. And that parrot had an old rooster up again in the barn, just giving him an awful whooping. And every time he'd hit him, he'd say, "Now you say Uncle Joyce, gosh darn you, you say Uncle Joyce."